day, everybody. Matt Baker with you from bclions.com. Welcome to First and Now, the official BC Lions podcast. Before we talk more and tell you what's in store on this episode, we have to begin by thanking our great sponsors, IA Financial Group. IA Financial Group has over 125 years of experience helping Canadians. Proudly Canadian, IA Financial Group has over 7,000 employees and more than 4 million clients, serving Canadians with a foundation of trust from coast to coast. IA Financial, invested in you. Contact your financial advisor for more information. It is great to be with you. We understand it has been quite a while. Yes, the training camp life, the season preparation life, very exciting, but very busy times. Won't lie, at times it was overwhelming. At times it was a test of a lot of our patience. but that's why we do it the way we do it. We love the Lions. We're passionate about this club. Each and every one of us, myself included, proud and honored to have the club back playing football, and glad that we've each played, albeit a very small part in making that happen. So there's the short version of the story. We've wanted to bring you more podcasts, but the timing of it all and everything has been a bit of a challenge. And the goal is to continue to pump out content and do more podcasts. And we figured, you know what? Why not restart it now? Kickstart it now. 3 weeks into the season, coming off a home opener, which was mostly exciting, did not get the result we wanted on the scoreboard. But, and I'm going to get into this, we're going to have head coach Rick Campbell in just a few minutes, standing out there and when the gates are open and seeing and hearing a lot of you running to your seats with excitement, anticipation. It truly was something to be a part of. The only thing that would have made it perfect was getting a win. But, you know, as we've certainly learned throughout the last year and a half or so, life isn't always fair. You don't always get what you want. And it doesn't always end the way you want. I'm glad we're saying this in week three, and there's still lots of football left to be played, but many reasons we wanted to do this right now, restart it now. It was an exciting week, like we mentioned. Our new owner, Mr. Amar Doman, introduced on Wednesday, and believe me, just talking more about the craziness and a lot of the unpredictability. Those of us who were in the know were kind of brought into the know very late, and that was exciting to learn, and it was fun to sort of execute and plan press conference, media interviews, all that stuff. Mr. Doman is all in. He's invested. You check out his bio, all his accomplishments business-wise at bclions.com. There was some new energy sucked into this whole thing thanks to Mr. Amar Doman. So all the more reason to be back talking Lions football, and our goal to do more podcasting as we now get set to face the Ottawa Redblacks Saturday in our nation's capital. Team will get back to practice today, Monday, as we record this early in the morning. And it's going to be fun to see Coach Rick Campbell go back there. That's one of the reasons we wanted to have Coach Rick come on. You know, knowing him like I've gotten to know him, he's not going to make it about him. It's about his current team. It's about the Lions. He's not going to dwell too much on what happened in Ottawa, focus on his good times in Ottawa. But, you know, deep down, he wants to win. He always wants to win, but and perhaps we'll talk to him about this after we win, hopefully, knock on wood. Maybe ask him if it felt a little more special, but that's no doubt going to be a big storyline coming up throughout the week. It is First and Now, as always, a presentation of the good folks at IA Financial Group. Great to be back talking football in podcast form with you. Rick Campbell coming up here in just a moment. And Coach Rick has entered the chat right now. Coach, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good. On to the next challenge, on to the next opportunity. We have a lot to talk about this week, including your big return to Ottawa. But first, It was quite an eventful and exciting week in the Lions' den leading up to the home opener with Edmonton. I know you had a chance to talk with our new owner, Mr. Amar Doman, introduced on Wednesday. First off, just talk about how excited you are for that new era and your impressions of Mr. Doman.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. So I learned about the news basically with everybody else. So that was a well-kept secret, which I thought was a great thing. But to be able to meet him, coming to our walkthrough practice the day before the game, and had a chance to talk to him afterward. And I'm sure seems like a really good guy. Look forward to getting to know him. I think it's cool that he's a local guy, and you know, sure seems to be all in on the Lions. So that's a great thing. And I know all the players and coaches were excited about it.
And he ticks a lot of the boxes too. I mean, I guess it's no different than what you had in Ottawa with a local group with deep pockets who is invested in the team, invested in the community. I mean, that has to be great for the football club as well, right?
Yeah, it is. That's what I think about him being a local guy, and you know, really being invested, not just financially, but you know, emotionally and all that stuff, and the Lions of wanting to see it all work. And so I'm sure glad he's aboard.
Yes, and we'll be looking to get the first victory in his ownership tenure here coming up this week. But first of all, since we last talked, you've had a chance to watch the tape, break down the things you wanted to break down, and another one come right down to the wire, just like the first two games we played. Anything you learned on film that you want to discuss as far as the loss to the Elks?
Yeah, well, you're right. The first three games have come down to the last series of the game. So, and when we won in Calgary, we made the plays necessary to win the game. And we didn't do that on Thursday. That was disappointing, one, losing the game, but also everyone was so excited, home opener, new ownership, all that stuff. I thought the fans were great. Actually got very loud down on the field during the game. So all that was outstanding. You know, just we couldn't get it done in the fourth quarter. We couldn't move the ball on offense when we needed to. And then we didn't stop them at the end to get off the field to give our offense another chance. So, you know, yeah, like I said, disappointed, but you know, we've been moving on. We've been in here this weekend, get ready for the next one. And that's really important that we do that, because we only have 11 games left in a shortened season. So all these games count. And as you can see, the way the standings are going, with, you know, everybody's got a loss or two now, except for Saskatchewan. So it's going to be close all the way throughout this season.
Yeah, very quickly checks the calendar. Oh, yeah, look at that. We're like a week away from Labor Day. We're heading into the stretch drive.
Oh, it's crazy. I know. It's a different feel, that's for sure.
Yeah, and hey, we're all in the same boat here. And yeah, you're right. The standings are going to be bunched up here, I think, for a few weeks, which is why you have to make hay early, for as much as they say it's how you start, it's how you finish. Stringing a couple wins together here starting this week will no doubt be beneficial as we get into the second half of the season. But lots of people talking about the offense, and you know, as great as the win in Calgary was, a couple drives stalled there, had some issues with the kicking, of course, which we've addressed, and even here last week. But looking at the box score, I mean, Michael, I think, hit seven different receivers. I mean, he's spreading the ball around. Might want to get the running game going a little bit, but when I look at this offense and when I watch the rebroadcast, I just get the sense it's due to break out here. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of weapons. I think we've moved the ball at times really well. We haven't cashed in on touchdowns as much as we'd like. We always want to be able to run the ball effectively. That's an important part of it. And then yeah, I'm hoping too, as Mike feels better, you can even see on a couple of his throws the other night, on those deep ones, he couldn't quite grip it and rip it the way he wanted. So, you know, and I know he keeps feeling better by the day. So that's going to be a big help too, as he feels better and has good control of things physically, then that's going to be good. He is seeing things really well. He's making really good decisions, all that type of stuff. And so we're hoping that that pays off. That's why we're working at it. That's what you got to do, is you got to keep working at it, keep looking to improve, and then things get better.
Defense, again, gave up some yards on that lone touchdown drive, but see Keyonte Harden with the early takeaway, Jordan Williams exploding the gaps, a bunch of tackles again. I mean, just your sense on how this unit on defense has gotten better each game.
Yeah, we're athletic, have a lot to learn. Half of our guys are first year CFL guys, so we're figuring some stuff out, but I like their enthusiasm. I like their effort. And then we just need to keep improving on some things. So we'll keep going. And we plan obviously on getting better each week.
You talked a bit about being back in front of our home fans. Well, your first time as head coach here, finally, after a long wait. And I was impressed. I was standing at field level, I guess, around the time the gates opened and the first few fans started trickling down to their spot. And you could feel it right there. They were entering and cheering and excited. And the famous group down in row one there that bangs the drum and wears the war paint, They were entering and just going crazy. You could tell how much it meant to them. How happy were you for our fans that we were finally back at BC Place there?
I thought it was awesome. It really did. I thought the fans were really good. And like I said, it got loud down there several times and it makes a big difference. And I think when I said we're disappointed, of course, we're always disappointed when we lose, but we would have loved to win that game, you know, back at home in front of the fans. But, we'll be back and we'll hold up our end of the bargain the next time.
Yeah, it's. I took note. I mean, 12,500, whatever it was, and we're aiming to get more in there the later we get in the season. But it almost felt like a full lower bowl at times. Did you get that sense?
Yeah, no, I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought the whole thing was really good. And that got really loud on the field a few times where you had trouble hearing. And, you know, it shows you credit to the people that were there. They were cheering hard and making a lot of noise. And that's obviously great to see.
Getting ready to face the Red Blacks here, and we'll talk about you going back to the nation's capital here before we're done on First and Now. But a couple storylines that came out. I know you've talked a bit about Joel Figueroa and his presence that was missed when he went down in the first quarter. We know how tough a guy he is. You get the sense he's going to give it a full go and try his ass off to play here this week.
Yeah, we're hoping he gets on the practice field. We're back at it tomorrow. And so we're thinking midway through this week, we have a long week, as we would call it, with 9 days in between games, having played on a Thursday and then now not playing till Saturday. So gives some of those guys like Fig extra time to recover. And I would put it in the 50-50 range right now. We need to see how he does over the next couple of days. But if he keeps on improving, then he could have a shot at playing this week.
You know, for as much as you practice and prepare and go through different situations throughout a practice week, typically, just explain to our fans and our listeners how hard an adjustment that can be when an important guy like your left tackle goes down at the start.
Yeah, so we have to make sure we, as we rep people in practice, is that we account for those things so that you get backup guys turns in there. They don't get a lot of them though. They have to get a lot of what we call mental reps, meaning watching, because you just can't run enough plays to have everybody rep all the time. So it is an adjustment, but that's part of life in football and in the CFL, where guys not only have to be a backup at that position, but they could be a backup at multiple spots. So that's part of the name of the game though in the CFL, is that if someone goes down, is you need someone else to step in there and replace them.
Ottawa Red Blacks, the next opponent, and we'll get into the matchup here, but have to ask, you're going to be asked a few times throughout this week, no doubt, going back to TD Place, to Lansdowne, to the Glebe, I think they call it, that area, right? How excited, how weird is that going to be at first, Coach?
I don't know. I guess I'm not there yet. I'm honestly most concerned with us just winning a football game this week, number one. So right. I've been keeping my head down and just getting ready for this practice week and go like that and go from there. And then I think it will be a big deal. That was a big part of my life. That was my first time ever being a head coach. So I, you know, appreciate all that. And so it'll be, I'm sure it'll be an emotional thing when it happens, but honestly, I'm kind of on a one track mind right now of just finding a way to win a game. Cause like we talked to, we're just talking about the standings. All these wins, especially early in the season, are gonna really matter. So that's definitely gonna need to be the focus.
I see one of the TV stations out there tweeting this weekend that they've set up the touchdown log. Hopefully they won't be needing it, but I know there's COVID restrictions in place. Those of us in tier one are kind of sequestered to the field. So no selfies with the Lumberjoes or anything, right? None of that.
No. We'll keep that chainsaw quiet this week.
Yes. That's the goal. No cutting down trees. That could be your messaging as we get through here and prepare daily for the Red Blacks. Saturday, 4 o'clock Pacific, AM 7:30, TSN, ESPN Plus. Let's talk about your old team as they stand now. They had a bit of a tough time generating much offense in Saskatchewan there on Saturday night, watching most of that game. And maybe it's a credit to the Rough Riders defense, just like they did the week before against Hamilton. But when you see the film of that one and what they were able to do in Edmonton week one, what stands out most that you kind of have to be wary of?
Yeah. So when you look at Ottawa, they're doing some really good stuff on defense right now. That first game they won in Edmonton was a big credit to their defense, not only holding Edmonton down, but they actually scored a defensive touchdown. And then they played decently again against Saskatchewan, and it's just their offense hasn't got on track yet. So that's been the kind of their mode right now. And so obviously we want to keep their offense down. And but they got some guys that run around on defense. So I know our offensive guys, we were just talking this morning about getting ready to play those guys, and we'll go from there. But that's kind of been their mode for the people that haven't watched them yet, is they've been better on defense so far, and then they're looking for answers on offense still.
Yeah, on that front, I mean, Matt Nichols, that's a guy who's been around, won some big games in this league. I mean, just because they might not be putting up points now doesn't mean that's necessarily going to be the case. I mean, you expect that side of the ball to be very motivated for them as well.
Yeah. That's the thing about the CFL is to not be surprised. People always go into a season thinking they got it figured out about who's going to be good, who's not going to be good, all that stuff. And then there's always surprises along the way. So I think one of the keys is we obviously game plan and have scouting reports and watch film of the other team, but it really is important that the focus is on us, on what we're doing on offense, defense, and in special teams, and that we know what we're doing, and we're doing it with great speed and effort. And that's what's going to carry the day. So obviously, like I said, we'll game plan, but the focus really needs to be on us and making sure we got all our ducks in a row, so to speak.
Yeah, we've talked about the job of our secondary what they did in Calgary and a little bit against Edmonton. And looking at Ottawa's statistics, RJ Harris leading their way receiving wise, obviously that's a guy you know very well. What kind of a test is this going to be for Gary, TJ, Keontae, Jalen, and the group back there, Marcus Sales as well?
Yeah, it's always going to be a test. Every team in this league has talented players and good players, and they have a veteran quarterback too. So it's always a challenge every week. And that's why, like I said, we want to make sure that we got all our ducks in a row and ready to go, make sure we're good with our game plan and what we're doing. And, that's why we need to have a good week of practice and, head east and find a way to beat these guys.
What about the process overall? We talked a little bit in Kamloops about how all the obstacles we've dealt with, the forest fires and the COVID protocols and everyone being so great through all of that. Still some limitations here with the tier one stuff. And then you get right into the daily routine with no preseason. How has that been, Coach? I know we've talked about it a lot and how different it was going to be, but how have you found the experience itself now that we're 4 weeks in?
I'm still impressed with our players. They sure have handled it really well, and they haven't been using things as excuses, and they haven't shifted the focus away from staying on the task of getting ready for games. So I give the players a full credit. You didn't know for sure what exactly it would be like, because this is obviously our first round of going through a global pandemic. So I'm just impressed with everybody around here of being able to just do their job the best they can. And there are some things that are Obviously not normal, but that hasn't been a big focus. It's been mostly just trying to focus on the football part of it. I think a lot of that comes from people are just grateful to be back playing and doing this again. So I think that's carried the day so far. And, you know, as we can tell by the news, I don't think this COVID thing's going away anytime soon, at least not in the next few weeks or months. And so we're going to really try to double down on our efforts of trying to keep people healthy and safe. Cause I, you know, odds are something's going to happen where there's going to be on some team or something, there's going to be some type of positive test. You'd think I'm not a doctor, so I'm not saying I know that. I'm just reading the tea leaves, so to speak. So we want to keep our guys available and just manage it the best we can. And, you know, and try to keep the focus on getting ready to play.
You know, it's funny, we're just over a year removed, I think, from 2020 being wiped out as far as the season goes. And we were kind of sitting here doing these interviews last year wondering, okay, what's 2021 going to look like? Are we going to start on time? Are we going to play with no fans? Are we going to go to a hub city scenario? I mean, the fact that we're playing in our home stadiums, practicing in our home facilities, albeit with limitations, it really is a credit to the league leaders, Randy Ambrosi, everybody, the health officials, the team doctors as well, total group effort. Everyone deserves credit for making sure we're back on the field right now. Do they not?
They do. There's been a ton of people that have been put in a ton of work in order to have this happen. This doesn't just, you know, just roll the ball out and go play. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's gone into it. And so credit to the doctors, the medical committee, you know, all everyone at the league office that they work on this all the time. So good on them. And then I'll speak for our players, as I've been very impressed with our players so far. Like I said, of them not making it be about that. It's been about football. And then we're, like I said, we're trying to do our best to keep COVID away. So that, number one, obviously for people's health. And then two is that, so they're available for games. And that's the thing. I think that's the wild card this year. That's going to happen at some point, you would think, is that, you know, are people going to be playing games without multiple players because of testing positive? So that's going to be the wild card as we go through these next couple of months, I think.
And on that front, you've been in Vancouver this whole time, over a year, and I know you like to get out and enjoy the outdoors of some local establishments. Do you ever, now that we played a few games, do you get more fans and public coming up to you saying hi, maybe recommending what to do from an X's and O's standpoint? How's that part of it been?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, it's a little more now that football's back on people's mind. So I don't mind that. I'm glad that people care and have ideas and all that stuff. So that's a good thing. But I definitely have felt it more, you know, once we got back on the field and playing again, that people know that CFL football's back and the Lions are back. And so that's definitely a great feeling.
Yeah, you should monitoring the old social media machine there, the first and second quarter in Saskatchewan. It's like, okay, yep, the fans are back. They're still passionate. That's right. A good thing, right?
Everybody's an expert.
As eventful night that was as well. But yeah, it's like I said, it's great to be back. And I'm sure once we get closer to Saturday, Coach, you'll be thinking more about Ottawa and wanting to beat those guys and prevent the Saws from coming out. So let's make that the big goal, okay?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Okay, Rick Campbell, as always, First and Now Podcast, a presentation of IA Financial Group, Lions and Red Blacks. Yes, it's going to feel real here in a few days. Saturday, AM 7:30, pregame, 3 o'clock. Thank you, everybody, for listening.